This one halakha, this year Pesach falls out of Motzei Shabbat. Because of that, we're going to have to make an elongated kiddush. The kiddush is the kiddush that includes in it the Havdalah, because it's Motzei Shabbat. Although we're not going from Motzei Shabbat to weekday, but we're going from Motzei Shabbat to Yom Tov, which needs a Havdalah. Like the kiddush, therefore, is called the Yachnehaz. Yain, Kiddush, Ner, Havdalah, Zeman. Geffen, that's Yain. Kiddush is Mekadesh, Seva, Zemanim. Havdalah, Hamavdil, Ben Kodesh. The Kodesh. Yain, Kiddush, Ner. I forgot the Ner, that's Borei Me'ora'esh. Havdalah, Hamavdil, Ben Kodesh, the Kodesh. And then Zeman, which is Shehiyanu. Today's discussion that we had in the class in Halakha was, what if a person forgets to make the Havdalah in the Kiddush? Now you say, how could that happen? He opened up the wrong page in the Mahzor, and instead of saying Kiddush or Motzei Shabbat, he said the Kiddush for the regular night of Pesach. Don't think this doesn't happen. Maran the Bet Yosef in Siman Taf Ayin Gimal in the Bet Yosef brings a story from a rabbi called the Orchot Hayim. He says, one time my rabbi forgot to make Havdalah on Leil Pesach Shechal Yom Motzei Shabbat. So you see, even the Rishonim, mistakes happen. He got confused. He forgot. So what are you supposed to do in such a case? So the Beit Yosef says, and he had started already the Haggadah. The story that he brings down is, the rabbi did Kaddesh, he missed Abdallah. Urhas, Karpas, Yahas, Magid. In the middle of Magid, we didn't make Abdallah. So the Beit Yosef says in such a case, that he has to wait until after the Haggadah is finished. He finishes it, he says, Baruch Atah Hashem, Ga'al Yisrael. And at that point, he makes the Havdalah. And that's the way Maran is supposed to say, Shulchan Aruch indeed. That if a person remembered that he didn't make Havdalah in the middle of the Haggadah, he doesn't stop at that point. He goes all the way until the end of the Haggadah, until after Ga'al Yisrael. The question is, what does he do at that point? So, Hacham Ovadia says that he has one of two options. Either he could take two separate cups, which means he'll take the cup that he needs for Ga'al Yisrael, which is the second cup, and he'll say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Ga'al Yisrael. After he says Ga'al Yisrael, he puts that cup down. He picks up a second cup, and he says, Havdalah, Borei Me'ora'esh, Amavdil Ben Kodesh LeKodesh. There's no Besamim on Shabbat Yom Tov. Geffen he made already. And then he'll drink a Revi'it from the Havdalah cup, and then he'll drink another Revi'it of the Kos Sheni. Kama Vadya says, what will you benefit by doing that? You won't be bunching up two mitzvot on one cup. Some say, in osim mitzvot havilot havilot, you're not supposed to put two mitzvot on one cup. But the Rav himself said, you don't have to do that. That's not necessary. You could actually make the Kos Sheni and the Havdalah on the same exact cup. Which means, the same cup that you're going to make Ga'al Yisrael on, you say, Baruch Atah Hashem Ga'al Yisrael, make the Havdalah and drink it. And when you're drinking it for both purposes. What's the reason why there's no problem bunching up the mitzvot? Chabad Vadia says that there's a very important opinion of Harambam, which is in Hilchot Shabbat, Perek Chavtet, where Rambam says that the only time we have a problem with mitzvot, Chavilot, is when you're taking two mitzvot de'oraita, and you're putting two mitzvot from the Torah on one item. Havdalah on Motzei Shabbat going into Yom Tov is Midrabbanan. It's not Mavdil Ben Kodesh Lechol. It's only Mavdil Ben Kodesh LeKodesh. So therefore he says, since it's Rabbanan, and Arba Kosot is Rabbanan, you don't have a problem of Habilot Habilot, and therefore you can use one cup. Hakam Avadya does, however, recommend to make the Borei Me'ora Esh immediately when you remember. That means, in the middle of the Haggadah, she says, oh, I didn't make Havdalah. Stop at that point. Borei Me'ora'esh, just so you can benefit from the light and continue reading, and then wait till Ga'al Yisrael in order to make the rest of the Havdalah. The question would be, let's say you didn't start the Haggadah yet, which means, let's say you said Kaddish. You finished Kaddish, and now Urhats, you washed your hands, you didn't eat the Karpas yet, so, oh, I didn't make Havdalah. Everybody would say in that case, make Havdalah at that point. Because really, you're not supposed to eat before Havdalah. So therefore, we wouldn't want you to eat the Karpas before you made the Havdalah. So make the Havdalah right there. Ah, you're drinking an extra course. We have no choice. What are you going to do? You have no choice to make Avdalah. I'm sorry to tell you, you're stuck. The question would be, let's say you ate the karpas. You ate the karpas, and now it's a kadesh, urhas, karpas, yahas. They poured the second cup. They poured the second cup. You didn't start the gadabah. You just poured the second cup. The Mishnah B'Ruran, the Biur Halakha says, once they pour the second cup, it's like you started the Haggadah. You have to wait until after Gai Yisrael. Chabad Vadya argues on that. Chabad Vadya holds in the Shailot Tshuvot Chazon of Vadya. He says that in that case, since you didn't officially start reading the Haggadah, you should make the Havdalah at that point. Of course, if a person forgot the Havdalah at a later point in the Haggadah Shul Pesach. For example, he forgot it during the meal. He remembered, I didn't make Havdalah, we have to take a course during the meal. If he remembered it during Birkat HaMazon, he would make it after Birkat HaMazon on one course. He would say, Borei Pri HaGefen, on the course of Birkat HaMazon, followed by the Havdalah. If he remembered during the Halel, he would make the course of Havdalah. After he finishes the Halel, he would take the course and say Abdallah as well, and then drink the final course. So again, one should be there are ways to fix this mistake. The best thing is don't make a mistake. Follow the kiddush properly, the yaknahaz, but if he does make a mistake, at least now we know exactly the different junctures and exactly what he's supposed to do.